get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Do you think this is the end of Christmas cards? What I've realized lately is that I don't get nearly as many Christmas cards as I used to. Mm. And the truth of the matter is that I'm one of those crazy people that I keep an Excel spreadsheet of who sends me cards and who doesn't. And over the years, I've dwindled down the list based on this. Like, if you don't send me a Christmas card, I'm not going to send one to you.
Yeah, it's the ultimate barometer of where your friendship is, whether or not you're somebody that will, you know, uphold the line with you or something like that. If you reached out in the middle of the night and you need somebody to help carry that weight, would this person be there for you? The Christmas card is truly the litmus test for that.
I think I actually don't think that at all. I think that like there's just some people that don't want to do them. They don't get around to them for whatever reason. And the truth of the matter is that stamps got expensive and ordering them got expensive. And what I've realized is like it's an investment every single time I have to do this every year.
Yeah.
And I like go over the top with my Christmas cards. There's costumes. There's graphic designs involved. Like, it's always something pretty crazy. This year, my family and I were all dressed as Run DMC.
It's a great Christmas card. Every year, the Zap Christmas card is quite a reveal. It's fun. It's great to get one. I'm not sure I've gotten one every year. I feel like I've gotten them for a couple of years. Of course, I never send one back.
You never send Christmas cards. So this is my way of telling you, you'll never get another one again.
Great.
After this year. This is your last year. Enjoy that Run DMC themed Christmas card.
Oh, I hadn't gotten mine yet.
Oh,
that's a
coming.
Nice surprise.
It's coming, but it'll be your last one ever. So you should enjoy it and frame it for somewhere nice. The fact that me, my husband, and my kids, including my dog, are all wearing gold chains, glasses, Adidas sweatsuits, and our caps, you should really enjoy that.
I will enjoy it. Again, I'm not going to send one back, though.
But, you know, I was thinking about it, and I was like, I've realized that throughout the years, the numbers keep dwindling. And is this becoming something that's like of years past that we don't do anymore? Which is kind of sad because it's one of those traditions where I look forward to seeing them every year and seeing the kids that you don't see all the time. And is it because of Facebook and Instagram that we don't have to do this anymore?
Well, I mean, I feel like those two things have been around quite a long time. I think, like you mentioned before, probably costs and time to manage to get everybody together to do it, to make sure that you picked out a printer and that you get it turned around in time. I think that's probably the reason why. I mean, I think of most of your friends as being relatively thoughtful people because you're a thoughtful person. So if they're dwindling, you know, there's got to be a real reason.
It says 2 in 5 Americans send Christmas cards, send holiday cards, I should say. 2 in 5.
40%.
That's really not that many, I guess.
No, and again, I think it's probably dropping year to year.
Right. This stats were from last year's sent. I wonder what they're going to be this year. My best friend Rita texted me and she said, please don't be upset. I'm not sending Christmas cards this year, but I really need you to send me yours. You know what? I've got a few extra. If you want a Christmas card from the Zap family, text me your address to 1-800-330-9999. Send me your address right now to 1-800-330-9999. I'll send you a Zap Christmas card.
Wow. It's not tricky. You're down with the king. See what I did there?
No.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three news stories, but you only hear about one. Raven picks which one it is. I've asked producer John and producer Sean to come in. They have no idea why or what we're doing. Raven, these are your options today, okay? Number one, man admits to setting deputy's vehicle ablaze, says when he gets drunk, he does stupid things.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Number two, security guard was removing shoplifter from store and both fell down elevator shaft.
I'm sure the store manager is really happy about that liability issue.
How far?
You can't ask questions until he selects it. If he doesn't select it, that's how the game goes.
I mean, John, it doesn't matter if it's 5 feet, it's an elevator shaft.
Just saying lives are at stake, but okay.
No, everybody was fine and it was really far down. Okay. Ooh. All right, moving on. Number three, rapper sentenced for COVID fraud after releasing song describing his crime. Please pick it. please, my Christmas gift, please pick that one.
Okay, rapper. Yep. Thank you. Give me the rapper story. All right. Please. Thank you.
All right. So a judge sentenced a Memphis rapper to over 6 years in prison over COVID relief fraud. So his name is Fontrell Antonio Baines, a.k.a. Nuke Bizzle.
All right, Nuke Bizzle.
Yeah.
That's my guy. He's blowing up.
My man.
I love that guy.
He was sentenced to 77 months in prison in order to pay back, get ready for this, $704,760 in restitution to the California Employment Development Department, EDD.
Listen, I know that a lot of people got away with a lot of money. But how does a regular guy get away with $750,000?
He used a false identity of a Missouri man to apply for the benefits, and he continued to get the checks.
I mean, it's a lot of money in them checks,
wait,
man.
92 fraudulent claims. I want you to know that I submitted one legit one and was rejected.
Yeah, yeah. Soundly, resoundly
right.
rejected.
I was
right?
like, oh, all right. Yeah. Well, I guess I tried.
No turning around and coming back. I can't believe it that he got $750,000. I mean, was he a major corporation? He just faked being one person.
But here's how they caught him, which is the best part about all of it. He released a rap about it called EDD.
I mean, you got to show off the jewelry.
Yep.
What are you going to do?
First of all, I listened to this rap 700 times.
Yeah.
I don't even understand how the police listened to it, understood what he was saying to figure out.
You know, you sound 1,000 years old right now. Okay. Just play the rap.
Here's the clip, and I could only play this because everything else, I don't know if he's swearing. Okay, ready?
Yeah. I ain't got rich, I'm an EDD. I ain't hit no more liquor than EDD. And just last night I was selling peas, and I just woke up to 300 G's.
All I heard was I got rich off EDD, and I woke up to 300 G's.
I mean, he does say EDD several times.
Yeah, he does.
It's really, he stresses that.
How did he get through all those, you know, application things? I just couldn't understand the wording when I looked at it.
All right, here we go. Here we go. The last crime you committed, I want you to create a rap about it. Okay, it doesn't have to be long. Mm. It just has to be impromptu. Producer John, because you write music for a living, go ahead. What is your rap about the last crime you committed?
This barely
That's
headline.
All I got. I'm sorry.
That's all I got. It was late at night when I looked up and saw that I ran a red light. Just left the studio, driving home, trying to find a cool song to listen to on my phone. And it's known that you shouldn't look at your phone at night, but I messed up and thought that the light was green. Didn't mean to be careless, didn't mean to be mean, but I looked to my left and I looked to my right, and the cops didn't see that I ran the
red light.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Got a little weird in the middle there, but we got it back.
All right, Producer Sean, you go.
Do it on the spot.
Yeah. I'm up early in the morning and I'm late to work. Hit the gas on my car to make the entire skirt. Just up ahead, the light is turning yellow. No time for waiting for this handsome fellow. I hit the gas even harder and speed out of sight. You bet you sweep behind, I ran that red light.
Woo!
Everybody ran a red light?
Everybody ran a red light. That's the end. That's the end.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Stress levels are high right now, and it's good to just get things off your chest. So here's your chance. It's like group therapy. 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Joe, what do you have?
Yeah, you know, in Starbucks, when they say, you know, when you get your order, they ask your name. I don't know why you're 2 feet away from them. But this guy's name was Jamie, and the server wrote Jamie on the cup, and apparently it was spelled wrong.
Mm.
And he made the guy change the name on the cup. Like, if it was spelled wrong, he wouldn't drink it.
Like it was a social security check. His name was spelled incorrectly.
Yeah, like
they won't cash this for me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
They will not cash this for me. You know, did you happen to notice how it was spelled when he was announcing this to everybody out there? Because Jamie's one of those names that they can spell 1,000 different ways nowadays.
I hope it was just a J and then like a little space and then an M-E.
But the cappuccino would still taste the same, whether...
You're right. It does taste the same.
And it still costs $12.
What if it was J-A-Y-M-E, weirdo?
I like that form of Jamie.
Yeah.
Sam, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, if you're so lazy that you order greeting cards from Amazon, that's all I need to know about you.
I didn't even know this is a thing. You can get greeting cards on Amazon?
You can get anything on Amazon. You know that. I actually agree with you, Sam. There's some things that are so small and minuscule, I don't understand why. Now, am I annoyed whenever I have to go to the CVS, the Walgreens, the Walmart to grab a card and it's like last minute and it's one more stop? Sure. But I just feel funny ordering something like that on Amazon.
Dude, I bet you they're cheaper. And I bet you can search for what they're for, right? So, like, you know, you go to CVS sometime, and you need a card for a certain circumstance, and they're out of it.
Yeah.
And it's like an $8 card, a $9 card now on top of it. I bet you I could search some cards on Amazon, huh?
Do you know what I do that's really cheap? I buy now, like, the package of generic cards that have nothing written in them. They're just, like artistic things.
Yeah.
And then I use them for everything.
Yeah, you do a handwritten note.
Oh, no.
You know, a handwritten note, though, is better anyways, right?
Right. But, like, it doesn't say happy birthday. It's just, like, a regular card. And inside I wrote happy birthday or condolences. Or thank you.
The same thing for a birthday as for a death.
It's the same outside, no matter what. It's just the inside, the meaning is a little bit different. I mean, try to pick as generic as possible, though.
Let me understand this, though. Let's say you're writing a generic, like a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, to somebody who's, you know, they're a friend, but they're mostly an acquaintance. How long does your inscription have to be in the inside? Do you just write happy birthday, Anna?
No, I'll say something sweet. Depends on who the person is.
Yeah.
Like the ones I have right now, for some reason, say hi-ho on the front. Like hi-ho,
yeah,
hi-ho.
Sure.
Right. So that just works for everything. Hi-ho. You know, hi-ho is like a generic thing.
Are they in Christmas colors?
No. Nope.
Okay.
So teal,
like,
blue.
Then I get it then. So it can be the keep going, like the dwarf thing. It can be the we're off to a party thing. It could be any of those things.
Yeah, I felt a little funny leaving it at a wake. But it
was, don't jump.
Well, right.
A don't jump card.
It's the 12 tasks of Christmas on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a different task. We never know what it is or who it's for. And if you missed it a few minutes ago, it was uncovered that today it's going to be the Nutcracker Challenge. Me, Anna versus Raven.
I just want to state here for the sake of fairness, once again here, I have to hit the timer button, which means that we really need an extra 2 seconds.
So much. Okay. Well, you yell go.
And you can't have it in your hand before I hit it.
First of all, I don't even know, like, these nutcrackers, it's like the old school metal ones. It's not like we have an actual nutcracker here that looks like a little soldier. I only ever seen these at my mom's house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like only your mom has these nutcrackers. And to crack walnuts, I've never cracked a walnut in my life.
Yeah.
Have you?
I have. It's been quite a while. It was also at grandma's house. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to get you on this one. But, you know, I could be wrong. You said you do it at your mom's, or you've seen it anyways.
I grew up in an Italian family. We have a whole nuts course.
I didn't know this was a thing.
Oh, yeah. We have fruit and nut course after the meat. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You ready to do this? I'm gonna load up the timer here. 60 seconds then, basically. I mean, I don't know how many we've got for options. I hope to get through all of these that I have in a pile.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
All right. So producer John and producer Sean.
You can't pick it up yet. You got to have it all in front of you.
Yeah, I am. But listen, you guys are going to be the judge on whether a nut is actually cracked or not. So like if it's just slightly bent, it doesn't count. It has to be fully cracked.
All right. Cool. We should probably get this underway.
All right. 60 seconds. Who can crack the most walnuts?
Ready? Ready?
Go.
Set.
Okay. Ah! Oh my God. It's just exploding. Yeah. They're just exploding. Oh my God. Oh, gosh, I didn't think it was going to be so messy. Oh, my gosh.
Raven, I like how you're doing it near the board.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, you got to stay focused. You want some audio.
You could be away from the board.
Oh, my gosh. No. Don't put it on the board. We're going to get in so much trouble. Oh, my gosh.
Engineers are going to be so happy.
Better than that time we brought the goats here.
It's true.
Raven's killing it.
How many do I have? Are you counting, Sean? I hope you're counting. Ouch! Oh, it hurts. Don't get too aggressive. It hurts if you get too aggressive.
Sean, were you counting? No, but I know how much each of them have.
Oh, he does.
They both started with 16. Oh, good.
He's staying so on top of it, huh? I don't know how much time we've got left, but I'm...
I only have one left.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How can you be that good?
Okay.
All right, time's up.
I'm covered in nuts.
How can you be that good at it?
I don't know. Look at this.
Seriously, you only have one left?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you win.
I didn't know I was so good at nuts. I was so good at nutcracking.
I probably should blow this up.
Wait, hold on.
It's expensive equipment here.
Hold on.
Wait.
Oh, no, wait. There's two more over here.
And there's three right there.
Oh, no, wait.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
So how many do I have left?
I cracked 11.
I made a mistake.
I have 4, 5, 6. I have 7 left.
I still beat you.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm the champion nutcracker, guys. Yeah. Who knew I was this good? Let's quickly put this up on Instagram so you guys can see the master at work so you can learn how to do it for the holiday season.
I can't wait to read the comments after. I think that people will have plenty to say.
All right, good.
You'll be a meme.
If you missed it, this has been trending all over the news for the last couple of days.
According to the American Heart Association, more than 356,000 cardiac arrests occur outside the hospital in the U.S. each year. But during the holidays, they say cardiac death is almost 5% higher.
Yeah, this is like the worst time of year for heart attacks.
I guess that kind of makes sense, right? Like, you've got the stress of the holidays. You've got family and friends visiting. You've got all sorts of travel going on. Of course, you've got inclement weather a lot of places, right? So there's going to be shoveling and stuff like that.
Yep. So these are exactly what this doctor's going to say are the reasons why.
Sorry, doc.
Yeah.
We're usually out of our routines. We're traveling a lot more. We may be eating and drinking more alcohol than usual. And we've kind of fallen off the wagon when it comes to exercise, getting enough sleep, doing many of those healthful types of routine.
I think most people don't do half those routines anyway throughout the year.
I was going to say, you know, so I took a blood test. What was it? Just a couple days ago. Yeah. I took a blood test and I actually did the fasting thing that day for the most part. I had something to eat at like 4 o'clock.
For the most part?
Well, I had a blood test at like 1 o'clock. So, I mean, it's like 8 hours. So, you know, that's fasting or whatever.
Yeah.
But I had, you know, we had a party over the weekend. And then on Sunday, I indulged on top of it there with all the sweets left over from the party.
Excuses.
On Monday, I had more sweets. I mean, my triglycerides. Oh, shockingly bad.
Mm.
Shockingly bad. I can't believe the doctor's not on the phone with me. That's a failure of the healthcare system in this country right now, because I could be dead at any moment.
Well, I mean, you have been eating a lot of junk lately.
I have.
You have.
Yeah.
And, you know, so these are the 3 days that are highest of the year for heart attacks.
Okay.
The number one day is Christmas Day, December 25th. Second is the day after, December 26th.
Okay.
And the third is New Year's Day. Those are the three scariest days of the year for the most heart attacks that the hospitals see. So these are the things that you're supposed to be doing. Raven, let's go down the list and let's see how many of these you're doing.
Oh, I love this.
To protect your heart.
I love a good quiz. Let's go.
Number one, fill your plate with plant-based foods.
That's not happening right now. I had I've got a neighbor where they make these cookies where it's inside a brownie.
Oh.
Have you seen these? It's like an Oreo and a chocolate chip cookie inside a brownie.
My daughter Hayden makes them. Do you know what they're called?
I don't know what they're called.
I don't know if I could say it on the air.
Well, don't then.
They're called slutty brownies.
I'm not sure that that's what it's called.
That's what they're called.
I don't know if that's official.
I don't know if that's a TikTok.
It's a Betty Crocker.
No, I think it's a TikTok thing, but that's what they're called.
Okay.
Because I remember she yelled from the kitchen, "Mom, I'm going to make slutty brownies." I'm like,
great.
What? And then she made them. And I was like, hey, Hayden, you want to make those slutty brownies again?
These are
delicious.
They are delicious.
Okay. Number two thing to do to keep your heart healthy during the holiday season, don't smoke. That's a big one.
I haven't had a cigarette in 3 weeks.
Okay.
Wow.
Number three, keep an optimal body weight.
Number four,
get 30 minutes of daily exercise.
Number five.
Okay.
Are there more?
Get enough sleep.
Oh, number six.
Not looking good.
No.
Not looking good.
Oh, man.
Well, what's something that you did do? Test and detect. Make sure you're going to the doctor's appointments and doing all the necessary testing that you're supposed to be doing.
I mean, I did that. They didn't call me back yet.
Well, they figure you're already in the hospital. They're like, you know what? Right. It's too late for this guy. And the last one is sweat in an infrared sauna. And I was like, wait a minute. That's a real thing? Where do you do that? All right.
There sure are a lot of kids on the naughty list this year. Let's check Anna and Raven's Santa tip line.
You can call the Santa tip line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Let Santa Claus know who's been naughty and who's been nice. That phone number is 833-431-0905. It's been busy lately, Raven.
This first call is a trip.
Seth? Oh, hi. How are you? Is it cold in the North Pole? Oh, it's cold up there. Well, I just wanted to tell you that I'm here in my class with my students, Evie and Sophia. And let me see. He wants to know how many hearts she has. Sit down. Santa said you better sit down if you want to earn hearts.
Wow.
Quick, good, good. Oh, Santa, she just sat down. Mary Ann, Santa said to give her another heart.
Are there people screaming in the background?
It's a class.
Yeah.
It's a class.
Yeah.
All right, listen. Santa just said, give her another heart, so be quiet. Santa said to be quiet.
No.
Okay. Okay, Santa. She's sitting. Oh. Okay, I'll tell her. He said you've been a nice girl to be a nice girl, and he'll see you at Christmas if you continue to be nice. Whoa, okay.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, now we're using Santa to overlord over the classroom.
I mean, I'm not against it. I think it's totally fine. 100% on board.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say to the teacher, I hope you have permission.
It's fine.
Because if you bring home some of that, some of that trauma, oh, no.
Listen, teachers can also report bad little girls and bad little boys.
Oh, man.
Actually, that's not true. All the kids are good kids. They're all good, nice kids, and then they just have to be sometimes corrected.
Well, sometimes they misbehave. That's right.
Right.
Uh-huh.
My sister has been very bad. She's been, like, throwing things at me. And one time she broke a glass and blamed it on me.
Oh, man.
No. Oh, gosh.
Well, I mean, if you're standing next to somebody, though, right?
Oh. Did you ever have your brother or your sister blame you for something?
Yeah, I mean, certainly. I mean, I was the oldest by a number of years, right? So, I mean, that couldn't happen very often. But, you know, there's a funny thing that happens is the first time you blame somebody else and somebody buys it, you see like a light bulb go off in a child's eyes. Mm-hmm. They're like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
And then they're going to do that consistently for a while.
I was the oldest, so I blamed my youngest sister is 9 years long, younger than me.
Sure.
I blamed everything on her.
Yeah.
She was little. She could barely speak.
Right.
She literally got blamed for absolutely everything.
And she got away with everything anyway.
And she's so cute.
Oh yes. The little one. Always. Right.
Hi, Santa. My name is Amelia, and I want fashion babies and a magic wand, and I also want a guitar, and a new nail polish and 2 sandals. And I also want a guitar.
She wants a lot of stuff.
She wants a guitar?
There's a nail polish in there.
There's a lot of things that Amelia wants.
A little wand. Amelia? She sounded so cute, she's going to get it all anyways,
of it.
Right?
I was about to say, Amelia, you sound like a good girl. You're going to get all of that. You want to call the Santa tip line to 833-431-0905. I got a feeling there's a lot of good boys and girls out there
Let's hope.
If you love dad jokes, get excited. Here we go. It's the holiday edition of Zap Dad Jokes.
Oh, I love it. I mean, I can't believe that Paul's so fired up about this. We've never found something that really intrigued him before.
My husband, Paul, wants nothing to do with radio, being on the air, any of that stuff. But one thing that over the years he has become proud of most is the fact that he can create what he thinks to be the funniest dad jokes in the world. And at Thanksgiving, I said, you want to tell some dad jokes on the air? And he was like, yeah. And he read the messages after we did it, saying that they were good. He was so excited that he made my 13-year-old daughter create a Zap Dad Jokes page on Instagram for him.
He's a big deal.
Every day he posts a different joke, not him, my 13-year-old daughter. He tells her the joke, she writes it, and then she posts it. He has like 52 followers or something like that.
That's nice.
Yeah, and he gets so excited every time he gets a new follower. All right, here he is.
This is Paul Zap for Zap Dad Jokes. Follow me on Instagram. # Zap Dad Jokes. Don't forget it.
Okay. Also, know that he doesn't know that it's a handle, Zap Dad Jokes.
Yeah.
He says # but
yeah.
You know what he means.
You get it. Right. Uh-huh, right. I'm speaking his language.
Right.
The best Christmas present I ever got was a broken drum. You just can't beat it.
That's the thing about dads. They think they're funny. Like, yeah. you think it's funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because it's so corny and tacky. That's why it's funny. Yeah. All right, here we go.
What do you call a kid who doesn't believe in Santa? A rebel without a clause.
I mean, really? We're going to
applaud
that
one? He can't be writing
one?
All of these. I mean, I think he's getting some of these from somebody.
He researches a lot of them, and then he tries to make them his own.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I'll find him on the couch, and I'll be like, oh, are you doing work? And he'll be like, yeah. And then I'll go look over his shoulder, and he quickly X's out, and I'm like,
Why do reindeers wear bells? Because they don't have air brakes. That means they can't stop. Somebody asked that. Why? Clarification.
I still don't understand that one.
Working on it.
Yeah.
He's workshopping that one.
I told him that one was terrible. Yeah. I don't know why he let Hayden post it. All right.
Yeah. I mean, if you have to explain the joke, that's the problem with a joke, right?
I told him I only got 2 likes and they were pity likes. One was me.
What do the reindeers use while cleaning the North Pole? Comet.
Oh, that's a good one.
You see what he did there?
That's better.
All right.
Yeah, that's better.
I guess. Does anybody even really use Comet anymore? Probably not. Not really, right?
No.
No.
No, no, no.
Why does Santa have reindeers instead of pigs? Because nobody would believe in a flying pig.
Really proud of himself.
All right, I'm just going to live with crickets on that one. Yep. It's going to be a little bit quiet.
Why
on that
did
one.
The
Greeks
start drinking liquor?
Oh, hold on. This is a good one. I got to start it over.
Okay.
Don't miss this one.
Yep.
Why did the Grinch start drinking liquor? To lift his spirits.
Okay, oh, I see what he did there.
More.
Pretty good.
Where do Santa's reindeer stop to get coffee? At Starbucks.
Okay.
I see. Yeah, I see.
We'll give you one more, Paul Zapp. Here we go.
All right.
Why did Frosty the Snowman's girlfriend dump him? Because she thought he was a total flake.
I feel like he's got a notebook full of these things now. Huh?
Oh, no. Every day until Christmas, he posts a new one.
Right.
And I said, what happens after Christmas? And he's like, the joy continues if people want it. So I was like,
they're going to ask for
it. Oh, gosh. All right.
Anna and Raven's Hell of a Story.
Do you have a hell of a story? A story every time you tell it, people are like, I can't believe that that went down and it was part of your life. Well, we want to hear your story. It's your turn to be the storyteller. You can head to annaandraven.com. Marcus, you have a hell of a story. I can't wait to hear this.
I was in Brazil. I was backpacking through Brazil. I was visiting a friend, and he said I should go on this hike right outside of Rio de Janeiro in the mountains. On this hike, I was supposed to find this natural a wonder called the Finger of God. And I'm like, well, this sounds great. So I grabbed my backpack. I had my guitar with me. I was going to hike up this jungle mountain. And 1 hour into my hike, I stepped on a big jungle snake because all of a sudden I felt this big sting on my shin. And I looked down thinking it was like a bee sting. But then I saw this big jungle snake like slither away. So my first thought was, no, I don't want to have to go back. I want to keep on going. I wanted to keep on hiking. I didn't want to, like, ruin my trip. But then I guess the logic kind of, like, stepped in. It's like, all right, no, you got to take care of this. So I was thinking to myself, well, what should I do? What should I do? And I grabbed the strap off my guitar, and I did a tourniquet right below my knee. And I dumped my backpack, and I started going back down the mountain. And it was just minutes that the venom started doing its work where I couldn't even put any pressure on the one leg. So I had to hop down. Like I had to hop like a mile or two down the mountain. So I get to the bottom of the trail and I saw some people at the bottom and I told them snake bite, but they didn't understand me because they spoke Portuguese. And eventually some rangers came and they knew automatically what I was saying because they could see the swelling in my leg. And they told me we have to go up to find the snake. And I said, there's no way you're going to find this snake. It went into the jungle. And they said, we need to know what kind of snake it is so we can give you the anti-venom for that snake. And I'm like, oh, I don't think we have time. We got to go to the hospital.
Right.
Die. We can't go looking for the snake in the jungle. And so they brought me to this hospital where they, you know, tried venom after venom. Nothing was working. And for a while, it seemed like they were going to have to remove my leg. And I couldn't believe it. Eventually, they gave me a broad spectrum anti-venom in it, and eventually started going down. So I was recovering at my friend's parents' house. They put me up, and the hospitality down in Brazil was unbelievable. They never charged me at the hospital. They never charged me for the hospital care. The food was amazing, and then the care afterwards at my parents' friend's house was amazing. And then I wrote the song called Jedadaka, which you can find on Spotify or YouTube by my band Route 2 Revolution. And yeah, it's fun.
Is this song about a snake bite? Please tell me it is.
It is. And because the name of the song is called Jedadaka, so it's a Jedadaka snake. So the story starts my journey in Brazil and then eventually moves to the snake.
I just want to know, did they ever go find that snake up in the mountains? Like, can you just imagine, like, you are, like, you're hopping down on one leg. You make it about a mile and a half. And they're like, you wait here. We're going to go up into the mountains and go look for the snake.
They did. You know what? Now my guitar strap is that snake skin.
Wait a minute. So they went up there. Not only they found the snake, but they killed the snake?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. Yeah, that would have been incredible.
You have,
you would have been Crocodile Dundee right then. I mean, that would have been great. You would have made belts, a hat. I mean, it's an amazing story. You were extremely fortunate to not lose your leg. I mean, to not lose your life, really.
How big was the snake?
It was probably like, you know, 4 feet long.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's big enough to kill you. You know,
yeah,
that is a hell of a story, that's for sure.
I mean, you got to take us out with a song.
All right.
Hey. We got bit by a big jungle snake. It was called a jararaca.
What was the last reason why you slept on the couch? Not even going to lie, I like sleeping on the couch. This past week, I had like a stomach thing. Mm. It wasn't pretty. But just to keep the kids safe and keep my husband safe, I slept downstairs on the couch and I tried to act like I was some kind of hero. But the truth of the matter is it was fantastic.
Yeah, you love it.
Oh, by myself down there.
It seems
so much room.
Weird when, you know, the person who's sick actually goes down to the living room because, I mean, now you're hanging out in the spot where everybody else wants to spend their time most of the time,
Truthfully,
right?
Truthfully, I wasn't feeling well all day. I'd been on that couch at that point for like 36 hours. It didn't matter.
So
like,
it didn't matter.
Yeah,
it's already
exactly.
contaminated at that point.
I don't know. You know, sleeping on the couch is such a negative connotation, but the truth of the matter is sometimes it's not so bad.
I prefer naps on the couch over naps in the bed for some whatever reason. It feels more vacation-like to me. I had to sleep on the couch for like a week last week, though. My wife wasn't feeling well. Same thing. She had a flu, and so I tried to avoid that. And the first day, it was all right. You know, it was fun. The second day, okay. You know, by the third, fourth day, it was like, all right, now it's getting weird, and I want to be back in my bed.
Yeah. We had posted on our Instagram story at Anna and Raven, why did you sleep on the couch? And one comment said, after I had hip surgery, it was more comfortable. I had to sleep downstairs on the couch because when I had my knee surgery, I couldn't go up and down the stairs.
Yeah.
I slept downstairs on the couch for about 4 weeks. I loved it. I was cozy. I felt great. I'm with you. It wasn't so bad.
Maybe I need a new couch.
We had another message on our Instagram that said the reason why they slept on the couch was because their bed was too far away. I get like that. You ever fall asleep on the couch at night and then you don't want to drag yourself up to bed?
Yeah, I mean, if that's one time, right? But if you decided that at 8 o'clock, that's something else.
1-800-330-9999. Olivia, what did you do that you ended up on the couch?
Well, it wasn't so much what I did, but I wound up sleeping on the couch. So I was sleeping in the bed with my husband, and I was knocked out, sleeping beautifully, just dead sleep. And then my dog, who's a very big boy, jumps in the bed with us. And I finally fell back asleep. And then like an hour later, our 5-year-old daughter said she couldn't sleep, and she's in the bed with us. And now it's me, my husband, my daughter, and the dog all in the bed. And I just couldn't even move. I had no space. I was like, forget this. I'm going to the couch. And it was so comfortable and so quiet and so peaceful.
And that was 9 months ago. Right. And you have been sleeping every day like an angel on the couch. Right. Anna sleeps like that every night.
No, I sleep in my, the new thing now, Raven, is that I sleep in my daughter's bed.
Mm.
So Paul sleeps by himself in our bed. And every night I look at it so longingly, looking at my spot where I used to sleep. And I think about all the good nights that I slept in my spot and how life was good. But now we're trying to transition Dakota, my 4-year-old, to her bed because she would sleep with us for years. We couldn't get her out of our bed. And it was terrible. So now we got her to sleep in her bed and she only wants to sleep in her bed. But I have to sleep with her, which is the problem. So now I'm sleeping in my child's bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she sleeps on top of me. And if I try to sneak out in the middle of the night, she wakes up in a pet. Mommy! Where are you going, Mommy? And then I have to get back in. Some nights I bribe my 13-year-old.
Yeah.
And I have her switch spots with me. And she won't realize the difference in us. But I can only do that like one night or two nights a week.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a process. Sometimes sleeping on the couch isn't all bad, right? I had to sleep on the couch because I was sick this past week. I didn't mind it. But there's sometimes when you go to the couch and it's not for a good reason.
Well, that's true.
What did you do that you ended up on the couch? 1-800-330-9999.
Tanya, what happened?
I accidentally left the back gate open and my dogs got out.
Oh.
My husband was pissed. It took us like an hour to get them in.
Yeah, it's scary too, and it's a pain. Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. You stay on the couch. But you know what? If you sleep on the couch, the dogs can take a nap with you, too, which is kind of nice. So, you know, you were all together again.
Henry, why'd you sleep on the couch?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I erased all of her shows from the DVR. It was one of those things where she just went after me and said that I did it on purpose because I'm always nagging her to, you know, delete her stuff. But I absolutely didn't. It was a total accident. I mean, yeah, we needed space, but like that was definitely the last time I slept on the couch.
I have had so many little disagreements or arguments about our internet connection as if I was the guy who created the internet, built the router, and then bought the television to fit this or all those things. Like, I mean, I have nothing to do with all of those things. And yet every time the internet fails, it's my fault. And if we're watching a show and it freezes up or the DVR goes on the fritz, she always expresses it as if I am to blame.
Well, here's the good news. You're already on the couch watching the TV show, so you just put your head down and go to sleep, and that's where you're spending the night.
Sometimes sleeping on the couch is just better.
Lucas, last time you had to sleep on the couch, what happened?
Last time I had to sleep on the couch was a day of football and drinking. Like, not, I was only supposed to go to the first, I was only supposed to stay out for the first game, you know, 12-3, we'll call it. And then I was like, oh, this next game's good. And my buddies were like, come on, we'll just one more, you know, half. And then that half turned into the whole game. And then that game turned into the night game as well. So then I was gone drinking from, you know, 11:30 in the morning till 10:30 at night. And I just had to get an Uber home. And it was like, my wife is not going to deal with this. So I slept on the couch.
You preemptively slept on the couch. You already knew you were in trouble. So you didn't even bother going upstairs. You're like, you know what? I just should stay down here.
Call in to work the next day, too.
Oh man.
Yeah.
You're lucky you weren't on the couch for like 3 days.
Ivana, what happened that you ended up sleeping on the couch?
I pretty much sleep on the couch every single night because I fall asleep and my husband says I'm way too mean when he tries to move me. So I'm pretty much on the couch every night.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife is one of those ones that if you wake her while she's asleep, she gets angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now I've taken to letting her, I leave her on the couch from time to time, and she'll wake up. And the next morning, like the first time that I did that, she was actually mad about that too. But after she learned the lesson.
Yeah, no, Paul says all the time, he's like, I tried to get you up.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get up. It's so weird when you wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning and you're looking around and you're like, babe?
Yeah.
Hey, where is everybody?
Oh, nobody cared? Oh. Right.
Yeah.
Every time in my back first, it's like a whole thing. And then it's like, what's worse? Right. Me sleep mad or me awake mad? I don't know.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up to you to decide who's right. Valerie and Eric. Valerie, let's start with you. What's going on?
So I would like my husband and I, we have like a wedding anniversary coming up. It's been 10 years we've been married. So I thought it'd be really cute if we got matching tattoos.
And I'm going to guess, Eric, you are not on board with that.
No, I'm not on board with that. I have some tattoos, but I think matching tattoos are just so corny. And like getting other people's names, like, it's just bad luck.
I have heard this. I have heard the bad luck thing about getting somebody's names tattooed on you.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, the matching tattoos, you're not looking for like Mickey Mouse or anything like that. Mickey and Minnie or something, right? So, I mean, it's an adult tattoo.
No, it would be classier than that.
No, it's just cheesy. It's like getting matching tattoos. Come on. It's just like, no.
He has so many tattoos already, so I really don't understand what the big deal is. Like, it would be a classy symbolic of our relationship. It wouldn't be tacky in any way. It makes no sense. Like, I feel kind of left out on his body. He has his mom's name. He has his best friend's name. Like, things like that. Like, his dog is on his lower ankle. Like, it's kind of ridiculous.
Oh, that is kind of hurtful when you have your dog and your best friend's name, but you don't have your wife's name. I mean, no, sorry, Eric.
Okay, well, my best friend from high school died. And I have it, and I wish I didn't have to get that tattoo now, actually. Like, it's just like a bad memory.
But, I got the dog.
And my mom, I don't know, it's bad luck. I hate some of the tattoos I got. I just don't want to do it.
But you're not going to hate this one.
I don't know. I don't like anything you've shown me so far, and I don't want to put anybody else's name on my body.
I guess it just comes down to, can your spouse order you to put something on your body?
Or is he just being insensitive that if he already has a lot of tattoos and she's looking to do something together and, you know, he doesn't want to do it? Why? I can understand being disappointed. Like, my husband has zero tattoos, and I have a few. So he would never get it because it's just not his thing. But clearly, Eric, this is your thing.
We love pizza. Let's do like slices of pizza. That's cute, no? There's some really great tattoos.
That's so cheesy. No.
I love the idea of you trying to convince your husband, Anna, to get like a dolphin or a star tattoo matching one of yours.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Oh, right, because I have so many dolphin tattoos all over my body. And why don't we see what the audience has to say? Do you think Eric is wrong? Because he doesn't want to get matching tattoos with his wife, even though he has a ton of tattoos and has them for other people. Maybe you see his side, though. It's bad luck. It doesn't matter if it's her name or whatever. They've been married 10 years. He wants to keep being married, so he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, I mean, if he's superstitious about it, I guess that's one reason for him to, you know, kind of keep that in mind. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
What do you do when you really want to get a matching tattoo with your husband, who already has several tattoos and he doesn't want to get one with you? It's exactly what's going on with Valerie and Eric. Valerie doesn't understand it. He's got a ton of tattoos. He's got tattoos of his friends. He's got tattoos of the kids. Why won't he get anything with her? It doesn't even have to be a name. Just something matching that's symbolic of their relationship.
You know what? I'm curious now, just with a follow-up, is when's the one he got the last one, right? Mm-hmm. Because maybe it's been 10, 15 years since he got any new ones, which is, you know, I haven't had one in quite a number of years. So wrapping my head around getting another one right now might take a little while. On the other hand, if I was walking down the street with a group of friends and they were like, yo, let's go get tattoos, I might. Right. So,
is Eric being unreasonable for not wanting to give in to this? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Sienna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on his side because it's a well-known superstition that you don't put anything from your significant other permanently on your body because it's kind of a curse. But maybe they could do a family tattoo where they build on it. I don't know.
Funny how, like, if you get your kids' names, like I have my kids' names, it's great and it's a beautiful tribute. Or if it's your mom, it's gorgeous. But the minute you put your relationship, the person you're in a relationship with, it's doomed.
Right.
The relationship is over.
Right. If the kid skins his knee 2 days after you got the tattoo, nobody blames the tattoo. Right. You're right. It's a very interesting point.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's Couples Court. What if your husband already had tattoos honoring a friend of his that passed, his mom, the kids, and several other tattoos? And all you wanted for your 10-year anniversary is to get one for you, together, something that's symbolic of your relationship. And he said, nope. That's exactly what's going on with Valerie and Eric. Valerie's like, let's do it. It'll be so fun. Eric, not on board.
He thinks it's tacky. He says, at this point, listen, I've got my friend's name on me because I lost my friend. He's like, I got the dog's photo on me because the dog's on my ankle. What's the big deal? Getting somebody else's name on me would be like a curse.
But he doesn't even want to get like a symbolic thing. Forget the names. Is he out of line for that? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. A tattoo's permanent. You don't want to do that to somebody if they don't want it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're not looking for one, right, then, I mean, that's enough reason in itself. But I understand why her feelings are hurt. Especially if he's got a couple other
I understand her feelings, but a tattoo is permanent. Not that it's not going to bad luck or anything, but kind of something to force onto somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a branding. Right. Mm-hmm. No, I get that.
But isn't that what marriage is all about? Forcing the other person to do things they don't want it to. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm the husband's side. Because it's his body, his choice. If he doesn't want to put her name on it, then might as well not. I mean, it's going to be on his body forever, so if he doesn't want to put no more names, then I guess it's his choice.
And Raven, whose side are you on today?
I'm on his side. I had to share this previously, and I regret it. I believe they shouldn't do it because they'll have it on their body for the rest of their lives, and I did it, and it's not worth it. And now I have it on the rest of my body for the rest of my life, so I'm on his side.
What's your ex-husband's name?
His name is Renee.
Oh, well, Renee the man was a jerk.
Right.
Yep.
Doesn't that feel better?
Never again.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Eric, our audience agreed with you today. Valerie, he's not down. He's not down for it. And something like getting a tattoo is something you both have to be on board with. So if he doesn't want to do it, you can't force him. Maybe for 20 years.
No. Thank you.
20 years. So then 20 years we can get it then. Okay, great. That's fine.
Well, we'll have you back on the
show.
You
can get
a
tattoo now. I'm just not getting one.
Yeah, he's like, feel free to put my name on your body. Right. Here's a portrait of me. You can put me next to the dog.
All right, if you have a problem too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,300 thanks to Discover Card. We can talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we can talk about how at Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Hey, Eleanor, you ready to play today?
I'm ready.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, Eleanor.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Raven's walking out of here. He won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Sure.
Okay, let's go. Let's win some money. Number one, the Minions attractions will officially be replacing the Universal Studios Shrek 4D. What color are Minions?
Yellow.
Number two, Pat Sajak was oddly shocked when a contestant said that they milk goats to make goat soap. What iconic woman turns the letters on Wheel of Fortune?
Vanna White.
Number three, the winner of Survivor 43 will donate the entire $1 million that he won to the Veterans in Need Foundation. Who hosts Survivor?
Jeff Probst.
Number four, Blake Shelton was once again the winning coach on the season finale of The Voice. What country artist was Blake married to before his current wife, Gwen Stefani?
Miranda Lambert.
And number five, James Cameron made Kate Winslet's character in Avatar, The Way of the Water, a pregnant warrior. He said pregnant women are capable of being a lot more athletic than we acknowledge. In 2020, Kate Winslet was in another Disney movie that was based on the book by Anna Sewell. What book was that?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. That was really... Gosh, Eleanor got 4 out of 5.
Wow, pretty impressive, Eleanor. Let's see how I do. $1,300.
Yeah. I don't know if you're going to know this last one either. All right, let's see. Number one, the Minions attraction will officially be replacing the Universal Studios Shrek 4D. What color are Minions?
They're yellow.
Yes. Number two, Pat Sajak was oddly shocked when a contestant said that they milk goats to make goat soap. I mean, how did he think they made goat soap?
They ground up goats.
Yeah. Raven, that is terrible.
That would be terrible, but that's not actually how they do it.
What iconic woman turns the letters on Wheel of Fortune?
Vanna White.
Yes. Number three, the winner of Survivor 43 will donate the entire $1 million he won to the Veterans in Need Foundation. Who hosts Survivor?
The host is Jeff Probst. Probst?
Yeah.
Probst.
Number four, Blake Shelton was once again the winning coach on the season finale of The Voice. He's not coming back. That's what he said. He said he'll come back to mentor his wife, but he won't come back as an actual coach.
Listen, if my wife was Gwen Stefani and she told me to stay home so that we could hang out more, I would listen.
What country artist was Blake married to before Gwen Stefani?
Miranda Lambert.
Yes, you guys are tied at four. All right, and number five, let's see if you know this one. James Cameron made Kate Winslet's character in Avatar, The Way of the Water, a pregnant warrior. He said pregnant women are capable of being a lot more athletic than we acknowledge. In 2020, Kate Winslet was in another Disney movie that was based on the book by Anna Sewell. What book was that?
Is that Black Beauty?
Yeah.
It's the only book I know in the world. No, it's not.
Missed that one.
My next guess would have been Stephen King, but... Yeah, I remember Black Beauty being younger, and I know that when they did the remake, I thought it was a terrible idea, but Kate Winslet being involved, I guess. I remember that.
I'm sorry, Eleanor. He beat you 5-4 today. That's going to get you an Anne on Raven t-shirt.
Hi, this is Eleanor. I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,400 tomorrow, Anna.